This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 30th of April. Child experts are calling for a national blanket ban on mobile phones in schools as they warn kids are struggling with basic skills in the classroom, like reading for long periods of time, critical thinking, and recognising emotions on faces. The worrying trend is starting with children as young as 12 months struggling with basic skills like pointing, talking, and being interested in humans due to excessive screen time. New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia, Tasmania, Queensland, and South Australia already have blanket phone bans in all state schools, but experts are calling for a national ban, including independent schools. The father of accused Melbourne footballer Joel Smith says he fears his son is being scapegoated to cover up rampant illicit drug use in the AFL. The 28-year-old is facing a multi-year suspension after testing positive to cocaine following a match at the MCG in August last year. He's since been slapped with additional drug trafficking charges by Sport Integrity Australia investigators. At least four Melbourne teammates have been sweating on the outcome of the trafficking probe. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
CFMEU workers on Brisbane's $2.6 billion Cross River Rail project are expected to walk off the job on Tuesday following unmet demands for huge pay rises that would mean an entry-level construction worker earning $240,000. 6 months of negotiations between the militant union and major contractor CPB contractors are tipped to reach a climax as workers launch 4 days of protected industrial action. The union had demanded some workers receive a pay rise of $2,000 a week, despite the taxpayer-funded Cross River Rail already blowing out by $1 billion. And in South Australia, Rory Sloane thought he might be able to pull just one more out of the hat and yet again come back from a serious injury. In fact, he was just a couple of days away from making a return via a Sandful game for Adelaide this month before he weighed up just what he was trying to achieve and put his ego aside to make the tough call. The 34-year-old on Monday announced his retirement from professional footy after 16 years and 255 games for the Crows.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.